My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and hopefully walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ups, the downs, the sides, the positive, the negative about good health these days. You know, we kind of need to know it all, you know, because we can't just, you know, stay in the negative or only stay in the positive. We have to be aware of the things that we do or can do or have done that may be affecting our health either negatively or positively. Because if we've been doing it right, we want to keep doing it right. And if we've been doing it wrong, then maybe some adjustments are necessary. The thing is, we kind of in our minds always think we have plenty of time. But we don't have plenty of time. We don't have the time we used to have. You know, everybody says today we're living longer, we've got more time, we're using time-saving devices. Okay, where is all that time that you're saving? I use all those things too, and I can't find any extra time in my day. I'm doing exactly what I was doing and probably even more. You know, so they didn't save me any time. And the thing is, how many of us have people in our lives our age that are either stricken with a disease or we've lost at an early age? Because of the fact that something hit them, you know, that usually wouldn't hit anybody in that age bracket, but it is hitting people today in those younger brackets. So not to put the fear in anything, but just maybe the awareness that we need to look at things a little differently and put a little bit more me time in there and, you know, take a better look at our diet, take a better look at our mindset. I mean, do we dwell on the negative every single day? Are we totally the most negative person that we know? If we are, we need to change it up, because a little bit of positivity can go a long way. Do you dwell on the little things, the things that mean absolutely nothing in the big scheme of things? If you're doing that, you're probably taking years off your life by stressing yourself out. Are you doing ridiculous, methodical things that you don't need to do? Are you pushing yourself into a category where you don't have any kind of personal life? Can't do that either. There's got to be balance. And you know, I think later in life is when we get those coulda, shoulda, wouldas. And I don't think we want those. I think we want to start enjoying things. But some of us are so set in the rigidity of our life that we just don't know how to change. So what we do is we do it one step at a time. I want to remind you, this is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guest in the industry, and we always have the relevant topics for today's world. The things we should talk about, the things we do talk about, and the things we need to talk about probably even more. But that's what it's all about. Information, education, enlightenment, and focus are the things we try to bring you here on the show. Every single day, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because that's exactly what they do. They help your focus. They answer your questions. You have the most knowledgeable staff, and it's a pleasure to be able to send people in the same town that I do my shows, because I know that when you go there for the first time, I'll hear from you, and you'll let me know, you know, how easy they made it and how completely they answered your questions and how the selection was great and how you actually saw that they carry the best of the best. These are all important things when you're trying to get healthy. You don't want to just skim the surface. You don't want to be wrapped in bubble wrap. You don't want to be just told what you need to be told. Sometimes a little rude awakening, a little, you know, a little tough love is something that we really need, because we're not doing it for ourselves. We think we have time. We sweep it under the carpet. We put it on the back burner. And you know what? We just get worse and worse down the road. So we need to focus. We need to start looking at things a little bit differently. And at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, they'll be with you at the very beginning of your healthy journey. And they'll be with you on the journey. And when you finally achieve those wonderful things that you've tried to goal set for yourself, your affirmations, your journey end, they'll help you maintain it, and that's awfully cool. I think one of the things that we've learned along the way is that there's going to be speed bumps, there's going to be confusion, you're going to fall off the wagon. So we dust ourselves off and we get back on. There is no such thing as perfection, and if anybody tells you that there is, take a good look, because it's not coming from perfection. Nobody is perfect. We are all imperfect, and the wonderful thing about that is we are able to be ourselves, but we could also be the best version of ourselves, and that means taking care of our health. Go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They'll make sure that you choose correctly and that your journey is a lot more successful this time around. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho in Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read all the industry articles that do rotate, and they're very educational. And just going there once in a while and reading those articles will enhance your information and give you a better education. And you can use that for yourself and maybe for other people that you know. And also, print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. Don't forget about their Facebook page. It is very enlightening, and it's a great way to stay in touch with the store every single day. Give them a thumbs up if you have not done that already. Well, today we're going to be talking about two things. We're going to be talking about circulation, or our poor circulation, and we're going to be talking about energy, or once again, our lack of energy. And I thought we'd talk a little bit about circulation first, because these two actually are connected. And when you kind of push them into the warmer weather months, when we're not as active and we're staying inside and we're not moving real well, guess what? Energy levels go down. So what is circulation? Your blood is a transport system. Its job is to send things like oxygen and blood and nutrients all over the body. Our heart is kind of like the engine. It pumping more than 5 liters of blood from head to toe without ever taking a break. Blood travels in our body through the vessels, arteries lead to the peripheries, and veins are the highways back to the heart. When a problem happens in any of these blood vessels, the connected body will experience reduced blood flow, and you'll start to notice some of the symptoms of poor circulation. Now, there's a lot of conditions today that can cause circulation to be poor. Obesity, diabetes, heart conditions, smoking, pregnancy, bad diet, lack of exercise, sitting or standing in one place for a long time, peripheral artery disease, blood clots, varicose veins, some of the things that really can cause a problem. Now, people say, well, what are some of the symptoms so I know what to look for? How about cold hands and feet? Now, this could be other things as well, even sometimes anemia. But blood carries heat from the core of your body to the rest of your body. Since your hands and feet are the furthest away from the heart, it makes sense that reduced flow will leave you with icy extremities, even when you're in a warm room. There's also something that a lot of people notice, which is swelling in the lower limbs. When blood moves slowly through your vessels, pressure starts to build up in the inside. To relieve this, your body allows some fluid to leak into the surrounding tissue, causing swelling. Usually it happens in the hands, but a lot of times in the feet. Sometimes our skin will discolor. Blood that's full of oxygen is bright red. If your blood is lacking, it can turn more of a bluish hue. So you'll see that sometimes in fingers and toes. Variscosity. If you have blockages or reduced blood flow in your legs, maybe you stand all day or you sit all day, blood can pool in your legs. You will most likely start to develop varicose veins. Blood vessels up in the vessels, or builds up, I guess I should say, in the vessels, causing this increased pressure and eventually twisting and swelling the vessels. They can be unsightly, they can be itchy, they can be painful, you know, and they can also get you to the point where you end up having to wear compression stockings all the time. A lot of diabetics notice that they get ulcers on the bottoms of their feet due to poor circulation. Those inflamed areas, ulcers can start to develop on the lower parts of the legs near the feet, and they just don't heal because there's not getting good blood flow. That's why when you are diabetic, the best thing you can do is make sure that you are active and moving and keeping going. And this is a big one. When your body isn't getting enough oxygen from your blood, it goes into conservation mode, which means it saves up as much energy as possible, leaving you feel very drained and very sluggish, sometimes even when you get out of bed with a good night's rest. Now, so where do we go with this? Well, one more thing I should mention. Poor memory and cognitive function. If you haven't been thinking clearly or you find yourself becoming more forgetful, reduced blood flow to the brain could also be an issue. That's why when sometimes we start exercising, we notice that not only are our extremities getting more energy and more blood flow and our heart better and our blood pressure comes down, but we notice that we start thinking a little bit clearly, a little bit more with focus. And those people that have those tingling and numbness in their extremities, they start to notice a difference in that as well when they start moving. Headaches, I guess we should also mention. Erectile dysfunction, decreased libido. Poor blood flow doesn't just mean lack of blood flow to your hands and legs. It also means to your reproductive organs. You know, a lot of times with men that have low testosterone, or even if they don't have low testosterone, poor circulation can actually result in things like erectile dysfunction and also lack of libido. You know, so sometimes when a guy will use like a blue pill, they'll go to the doctor and they'll get Celesta or they'll get a Viagra, and all of a sudden they get a better erection and they're doing better with their libido. It's causing nitric oxide, which is increasing blood flow. So that's why better circulation, we have to have blood flow to the genital region, otherwise an erection cannot happen. So, and one thing else that I want to make sure I mention is digestion. If you're not having good digestion, obviously we always talk about digestive enzymes and probiotic, but sometimes it can also be a situation where, you know, you might just need to take a look at your circulatory system. Now, if you've heard me talk about any of the products that come from Life Seasons, you know that these are very eclectic, very differently put together formulations. Their new Circulary Tea is really great for circulation. And these things, once you look at them, you know what they're for. They put things together that a lot of people would probably not see in a product, because sometimes what happens with our industry is a lot of things come up and a lot of them are just variations on themselves. And when I first started, you know, talking with them about their line, sometimes I would stand back and say, why did you use that? And then when I looked at it, I said, okay, I get it now. That makes sense, but no one else may be going that way. The Circulary Tea is a combination of things like butcher's broom and horse chestnut and grapeseed extract, and then two of my favorites, cayenne pepper and ginkgo biloba. This is a product that is used for helping promote the structural integrity of things like your arteries, your capillaries, and your veins, strengthening your peripheral blood flow and soothing heavy and restless legs. Now, another thing about this is it's awfully effective for things that we may not even associate with circulation, but even though I just mentioned them, things like varicose veins and spider veins and bruising. You know, sometimes we don't know that our circulation is just poor. We kind of think of it as being something else, you know, and today we notice that a lot of people are not getting proper blood flow. You know, when you're not getting proper blood flow to your brain, we have strokes. If you're not getting proper blood flow to your heart, we have heart attacks. If you're not having them go down your legs, you usually get peripheral vascular disease. So the idea of keeping your body circulating is really important. If you work a job where you're at a desk and you're hunched over and you're typing and you feel the stress in your back and your shoulders and you wrap your legs around the back of the chair and you are there for hours at a time, you are causing circulatory distress. I tell everybody, if you're working at a desk, every hour you should get up, go get a drink of water, but at least walk away and then come back, because just that little bit of walking can make a dramatic difference in your complete circulatory system working better. It's kind of like when you're on a plane. When I'm on a plane, I know that people throw clots on planes. So if I sit toward the front, even if I don't have to go to the bathroom, I will walk all the way to the back of the plane, go to the bathroom, wash my hands, whatever, and then I'll walk all the way back, because I know that that just little bitty jaunt to the back of the plane and forward is going to increase my circulatory system. And vice versa, if I'm at the back, I'll walk to the front. I try to get people to do that. There was a lady sitting with me on the plane a couple of weeks ago, and she was rubbing her legs. And I said, what's the matter? She says, oh, she goes, I've got circulation problems. I said, you need to get up and walk. And she said, why? I said, this is how we throw clots. And then it registered that her doctor had told her that too. And she got up and went for a walk, and she walked to the back and to the front. And then she walked to the back and the front a couple times. And when she sat back down, I said, better. And she goes, oh, so much better. I said, sometimes it's not as hard as we make it to be, but it can be major problems if we don't do some of the things that are easier than we think. You know, so if I see somebody doing that, I'm going to remind them. You know, if I know somebody that's sitting next to me on a plane and I can smell cigarette smoke, I know that their circulatory system is impaired. And I'll say, you know, has anyone ever told you that getting up on a long flight and going for a walk is good for your circulation? Yeah, it really creates conversations sometimes. But you know what? Just kind of looking out for people, I think, is important. So this product is a great product for helping to warm up the body, warm up the extremities, help naturally ward off the spider veins and varicose veins and restless legs and even sometimes water retention. We have to remember the reason that they created this formula, and I think it really has a really good mindset behind it, is because our body's circulatory system is a network of cylindrical vessels through our bodies. And it's the key way that nutrients from our digestive tract and oxygen from our lungs find their way to the cells, where they're used for energy production and all the other cellular processes that we need nutrients and oxygen to help with. Blood vessels also carry carbon dioxide and other waste material away from the cells. So physical injury to the blood vessels can affect our blood flow. And the accumulation of plaque caused by elevated LDLs and smoking and obesity and diabetes and high blood pressure can impact circulation. Also, free radicals, those unstable molecules, can promote swelling and damage to the blood vessels, thereby impairing your blood flow. So that's why they created this new circulatory tea. Promote good, healthy blood circulation to prevent occasional numbness, cold hands and feet, alleviate the feeling of heaviness or restless legs in the legs and feet. They use in here, they added chromium along with the horse chestnut and the grape seed and the butcher's broom and the gota cola and the cayenne and the ginkgo and the buckwheat and the citrus bioflavonoids to support those healthy blood vessels. So when I get asked sometimes about, you know, who would be a candidate for this, I think most of us could benefit, especially if we're our circulation is not working well, or we work in a job where we're immobile, or we don't get up and move like we should, or we don't exercise like we should, or we have a history of varicose veins or spider veins or restless legs, or we have already a history of some of the cardiovascular diseases. You know, we've had a heart attack or a stroke, or we've had, you know, a blockage. You know, the idea of talking about blockages in the arteries, I like to call it orange cone syndrome. See, our body still wants to do the job, but when our arteries and veins and everything are wide open, the heart doesn't have to work its hard. But if you take some of those areas and you put orange cones up and you take that 4-lane freeway of blood flow and oxygen and take it down to 3 lanes, down to 2 lanes and down to 1 lane, and you are restricting flow of oxygen and blood, that's how we end up with strokes and heart attacks. And the heart is having to work 3-4 times harder to push all that traffic through a small little opening. So eating a better diet, eating a Mediterranean diet, taking a look at the big picture and, you know, adding more spices to our foods, things like cayenne pepper and turmeric and garlic and onions and ginger and some of the wonderful things that you can incorporate into your foods. And another good reason to eat at home so you can, you know, economically make better food, but also know what's in your food, you know, and it's a great time to kind of spice the body and heat it up a little bit from the inside, you know, and I think it's a good thing. I have a friend of mine and she knows that the way to her kids is making fresh salsa, and she does that. But she also puts cayenne pepper in there and ginger in there and turmeric in there. And she says it is hot and spicy, which her family likes. She says, I know that they're enjoying it as a little snack. She goes, but I know they're also getting the benefit of all those wonderful herbs and all those wonderful spices. So she says, I'd use it in my stir fry, put it in my soups. She said, I try to incorporate it into the vegetables that I saute. She said, I'd want to make sure that their circulation is bad. She says her mother died of poor circulation and a massive stroke and a heart attack. She said, so I've learned my lesson that things really do make a difference. That's what this is about. Do I think you need to stop doing them in your food and having spice? No, I think all of that is fantastic. Those are also things, the turmeric and the ginger and all those things, great for your gut and great for anti-inflammatory levels in the body as well. But, you know, when I hear about people saying they get up during the night, they have to rub their legs, or they have restless leg syndrome, or their feet swell, or they have a hard time walking a long distance because their feet feel like they're walking in cement. That's what this would be for, circulatory tea. And I think that a lot of people are going to really, really like this. I was really excited when I saw that it came out because it's pretty new. And they're just pouring out some products that are quite amazing. And some of the things that are in there, things like Butcher's Broom. Butcher's Broom is known to improve blood circulation. They put it in there because of the fact that Butcher's Broom has been used as a vasotonic for centuries. It's also shown to be beneficial for the circulatory system, and is commonly used for indication of venous insufficiency, including heaviness of the legs, leg cramps, edema, spider, and varicose veins. Now, horse chestnut is a vein tonic. They put it in this formula. It's used in Europe for chronic venous insufficiency and shown to support vein health by inhibiting the enzymes implicated. It supports vein integrity and improves venous return, which is the blood flow. Of course, grapeseed, we talked about that wonderfully for capillary fragility. But grapeseed is also good for healthy veins to promote them and also soothing heavier legs. It promotes healthy veins, soothes heavy legs, supports vein integrity and elasticity, and as well as supporting reduction of platelet aggregation, which is kind of what happens when you take that four-lane freeway down to one lane and everybody, all the traffic backs up. We don't need that. Cayenne pepper, one of my favorites. I like to call it the Roto-Rooter. But this spice is amazing for helping to help with dilation of blood vessels and support metabolism and circulation, and known to increase the power of the pulse. And that from Dr. John Christopher, that was one of the things that he always said about cayenne pepper. It supports vasodilation and it increases the power of the pulse. So it's good for a heart. It's great for your breathing. It's great for your blood flow. And I'm so glad they put that in there. Of course, ginkgo biloba, many of us think it's only for the brain. But ginkgo biloba improves blood circulation and reduces platelet aggregation all over the body. It's one of the oldest living tree species native to China. Has been long used and a long history of use with circulatory and memory issues. And has been shown to improve blood circulation by opening up blood vessels and making blood less sticky and tacky. See, we want our blood to be kind of like... This is the way I visually do it on the radio, is I think of red Kool-Aid versus red maple syrup. You know, the red Kool-Aid is going to kind of flow through really quick. The red maple syrup is going to probably, everything's going to stick to it. And then before you know it, you're going to be clogged up. Chromium they put in here, which is great because it also helps blood sugar levels. So the diabetics that are using this will get a little balance.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now. Actually, decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Topperson will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Topperson and visit Stay Healthy today. Topperson, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of Life Seasons products. The circular tea blend is amazing. You're going to love it. You're going to find it to be very, very effective. And when you take a look at the big picture of the formulation, Circulary Tea is the name. They all have kind of odd names, but you're going to know what it's for. So, sorry we lost you right before the break. Something happened with the connection, but we're here, we're doing fine, and want to let you know. But I want to continue to the next product because I think they're both equally important. But Circulary Tea from Life Seasons, pick it up at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. So the second product I want to talk about today, and the reason I want to talk about it is because of the fact that it's probably the most common question that most people ask every day. What do you have for energy? Now, when we think about energy, the reason we think about energy is because it's something that's so noticeable when we don't have any. The problem is most people, when they think about energy, they don't think about how they got to that lack of energy state. They just try to think about how to get out of it. Once again, symptomatic relief. And what do we do as a nation? What's the one thing we always do? We stimulate sugar, caffeine, something that gives us a little bit of support in that energy area. Is it fixing the problem? Of course not. Is it actually getting us through the day a little better? Possibly. You know, but we still need to look at how we got there in the first place. Probably one of the number one reasons why we don't get good energy during the day is we're not sleeping enough. Now, this is just common sense when you think about it. Sleep isn't just about resting. There's a lot going on in our bodies when we're sleeping. Human growth hormone, which is a protein made by the pituitary gland, plays a role in making muscles healthy and bones strong. It affects our bodies, how they collect fat, and how it balances the ratio of good to bad cholesterol, also essential for normal brain function. Not enough leads to fatigue, decreased strength and stamina. It could also be that we're thinking way too much about sugar. We think of sugar as a quick way to boost energy, but in the long run, it does just the opposite. You know, all those that end in ose, like glucose, dextrose, maltose, and sucrose, are just going to leave you sluggish. Research shows that fast food also puts you in a biological slow motion. Try this, you know, during the day, eating better foods, more protein, longer burning energy, less carbohydrates, more good carbs like greens. And when you're going to eat carbs, eat the good ones, sweet potatoes, yams, brown rice, quinoa, lentils. Stay away from white bleached flour. Stay away from white potatoes, white rice, white bread, white tortillas, white chips. When I think white, I think blank, empty slate, a blank canvas. There's nothing there. And that couldn't be truer. How about lack of water? This happens a lot in the summer. Every day I tell people about water. Are you drinking enough? Well, I have two or three. No, you're not even close. Many people can't identify when their fatigue is due to dehydration. A glass of water may be the jolt that you need rather than sugar. You know, I think one of the best things to do in the summer is to drink 2 glasses every 3 hours or every 2 hours. Drink 2 full glasses. That'll be 8 to 10 glasses a day. You'll find that you feel so much better, you're going to want to drink more water. I just think that, you know, take a look at your urine. Your urine is going to be a telltale test. If your urine is darker, it's not diluted enough. It should be light yellow to clear. That's where your urine should be. How about B vitamins? One of my favorites. I love talking about B vitamins. B vitamins are, we need them for our mitochondria to turn glucose into energy. We also need to make sure that we are getting enough of it in our diet, and I believe we should be supplementing it as well. Stress burns off your B vitamins, and a lot of foods people are eating today don't have any Bs in them. So that's another reason. If you're sick, your energy level is going to be low. That's understandable. Also, immobility. If you are not releasing nitric oxide, released from the artery linings to allow blood flow to more freely flow through your vessels, you are probably not getting energy. If you're not moving around, increasing blood flow and getting the blood circulating, you're going to be lack of energy. It's just the way things happen. Another thing is our hormones. Guys as well, getting our testosterone checked, you know, using some of the natural products that are out there. Life Seasons make one called Masculinity, which is doing remarkable for men. Not just in the area of erectile and libido, which are two reasons that we usually will go get a product because, you know, we know where the problem is and we know how important it is. So, but we don't think about our strength and our muscle and our brain and our energy and our concentration. Those are all things, as well as low energy, that are affected by low testosterone as well. So you may pick up the Masculinity for erectile problems and for libido, which is great. But you may also get a lot more energy, think clearer, feel better, act better, and be in a better state. Those are all things that go along with it. What about insulin resistance, which is that precursor to diabetes? Makes it harder to get sugar to our energy production plants. Then we end up distributing it to fat storage rather than, you know, using it as something we can burn. So there's a lot of different reasons why we have lack of energy. And I would much rather have people look at something that works a little bit better than just a symptomatic fix. So Life Seasons came out with Energy. Easy name, easy to say, no flashy name. Energy for vitality and support. So these are some great questions that came into them, and I was really happy with the way they answered them. They said, do you have anything for energy that really works without ephedrine or a ton of caffeine? This was their answer. They said, this exact question or something close to it is repeated in health food and natural stores, convenience stores, grocery stores, gas stations across the country thousands of times a day, probably tens of thousands of times. It seems everybody is looking for a pick-me-up or a stimulant that will give them an edge, make them more productive, and simply survive the day. The trouble with that need is that most people take a stimulant shortcut with caffeine or something more powerful and over time dig their body clock, their adrenal glands, and their nervous system a big old hole that's difficult to get out of. Repeat that choice many times and you begin to deplete other systems, usually immunity and digestion. To save you from all the misery, Life Seasons has created a product that they think will shift your focus from something to overcome tiredness and fatigue, negative and reactive, to building vitality, positive and proactive, once you try it. And I think that was a great answer. So their next question says, okay, that sounds good, but I've tried vitamins. They don't seem to give me energy. Well, their answer, which would be the same as mine, interesting observation about vitamins. You see, sustained energy comes from raw materials, food that contain carbohydrates, fats, and protein. Vitamins are not really foods, but cofactors that work as enzymes to help utilize those carbs, fats, and proteins, as well as work in the other body's processes. Strong stimulant compounds like caffeine and ephedrine are complex natural substances found in nature. In fact, they are both derived from plants in a class of compounds that have provided some of the world's most important and powerful drugs known as alkaloids. Now, taken out of context from the plants they come from and concentrated by extraction and other processes, they become drug-like, cause side effects, and can be easily abused. So, to back up just a little bit, there really is no substitute for a perfectly balanced diet, proper rest, exercise, for long-term sustained energy. And this is really true when you know that you're eating right and you're going to the gym and you're staying more positive and you've kicked some of the negativity in your life to the curb and you're drinking more water and you're getting a better night's rest. What ends up happening? You feel better. Of course you do. But if we run our body into the ground and we don't do anything positive, we feel lousy. We're miserable, cranky, irritable, short-tempered, and just plain nasty. Plus, we have no energy on top of it. And our outlook is, well, definitely not positive, but more gloomy than anything else. So we don't have to give up, though, on the idea of an energy supplement. We just kind of have to change, well, maybe the terminology from energy stimulant to energy support that equals vitality. If you look at Chinese medicine, they are, well, they're much more in favor of balance than we are here in the Western culture. They embrace and apply the word tonic or tonic adaptogen. So a product for energy would be a vitality tonic. The botanical word is really one big chemistry laboratory. There is not an organic chemical reaction that we concoct in the laboratory that is not already performed by plants uncountable times every day. This is a quote from the father of modern pharmacy, which I think you'll like. It says, "All that mankind needs for good health and healing is provided in nature. The challenge to science is to find it." And I think we are doing better. A lot of things are being brought in, and we are using nature as much as we can, more than we did 40 years ago when I first started. We didn't have any of this wonderful stuff. So in an energy support tonic, we need to find safe and effective herbs and natural compounds that can boost and sustain internal body energy without unwanted side effects. And they believe that this product, this new energy formula, is exactly that. Now, it has green tea in there, which I love green tea. I'm drinking it right now. It's in the news all the time for good reason, with claims for prevention of everything from coronary heart disease, cholesterol lowering, blood sugar, starving off dementia. It sounds like a magic elixir sold out of the back of one of those medicine wagons. A lot of people like the way it tastes. I do. However, there is a however. Most of the claims come out of laboratory findings that have been yet to confirmed on a large scale. That aside, chemistry of tea in general and green tea in particular is a matter of fact. Mixed in with the powerful antioxidant polyphenol catechins, it's about 3% caffeine by dry weight. What makes green tea really appropriate in the formula, however, is that its caffeine content comes along with the amino acid theanine and xanthine, also found in cacao, called theobromine. Perfect counters and buffers for the stimulant effects of caffeine, which is basically the caffeine has a stimulant effect on one part of the nervous system, while L-theanine increases higher alpha brainwaves activity. It also increases GABA and dopamine and may influence serotonin levels, all in the inhibitory transmitters. Now, the theobromine I just mentioned really adds a lot. If you guess that they're describing an extract of raw material for chocolate, an extract of cocoa powder made from high-quality Andrian cacao beans, declared a food of the gods by the ancient Mayan culture of Mexico and revered by the Aztecs, it just might deserve the reputation based on its antioxidant rating. Raw, unprocessed cacao powder has higher antioxidant rating than any food or food compound tested to date. Or it might deserve the reputation based on its magnesium content. Cacao powder has the highest magnesium content of any food. Now, it contains both caffeine and theobromine, but theobromine is present in a 10-to-1 ratio to its caffeine content. Consumed in raw form, research shows that it elevates serotonin, generally the release of endorphins, and balance. Kind of that mood-elevating chemical release when we're in love. Because I know people that are definitely in love with chocolate, so. And don't forget about the theanine. Green, black, and oolong tea all contain this amino acid, but it's most abundant in the green tea. And this is for mood and reducing stress and helping focus and buffering the stimulants and the effects of caffeine. These are things that really make a dramatic difference. There's also rhodiola in here. I love it because rhodiola is a traditional medicine of Russian Scandinavia, used in adaptogen with stimulant tonic properties. It's grown in very high, extremely cold environments. The herb has developed a wide variety of antioxidant compounds and stress adaptogen properties. So this product, this energy product, is so amazing on many different levels. You know, you've got the green tea, you've got the cocoa bean, you've got the L-theanine, you've got the theobromine, you've got the holy basil, the schizandra, the eleuthero. You've also got holy basil in here, and also schizandra. This is a nice blend. So who would use this? Anybody that's got low energy. Anybody who's dragging their rear end behind them during the day and who's shaking the vending machine more than once a day and reaching in the drawer for whatever kind of sugar compound they found, you know, or something that gives them energy. How many times have we all said, "Oh, I just need something to get me through the rest of the day. I'm so tired. I stayed up too late last night, didn't sleep. I'm going to go home and take a nap and get a good night's rest and get caught up." No, it doesn't work that way. If you're having trouble sleeping, it's starting there, and then it compounds with bad diet, inactivity, lack of movement, too much caffeine, dehydration, bad diet, too much stress, too much negativity. All those things compound. If you don't have a good night's rest from the night before, guess what? You're not going to be able to make it through the next day in a comfortable mode. This company also puts out the Rest Z's. That's a great way to knock yourself out and drool on the pillow. If you get a good night's rest and you wake up refreshed in the morning, you are more prepared to deal with the stress and the tension and everything that comes with it. And if you incorporate things that increase your blood flow during the day, like the circulatory tea to get that blood moving, and you use a natural energy product like the Energy, you may find that your day is so much better. Now, I know people that want to use the Energy in the morning, and that's okay. You may find it good and beneficial to get your day going, but we need it in the morning usually when we don't get a good night's rest. If you're getting a good night's rest, you should feel charged in the morning. So if you're not, you can use it then, and then you should address the sleep issue. But if you wake up in the morning and maybe mid-afternoon, you know, a couple hours after lunch, that would be the time to take your Energy. And you could take two of them. With a big glass of water or two glasses of water and get two more of those out of the way, your afternoon is going to be much better, much more focused, much more energetic. And you know what? You're going to get more done. And there's nothing worse than, you know, being, you know, an 8-volt battery with 1 volt working. You know, you're just kind of sludging through and you're getting things done, but it's taking every ounce of your energy and you can't focus and you can't remember and you're forgetting everything. And you're just like thinking, oh my goodness. And you're looking at the clock and it looks like the hands are going backwards, not forward. That, you know, it's just, you can't get anything done. You can't concentrate. You are not productive if you do not charge your batteries, hydrate your bodies, nourish your bodies, and move your bodies. That's the only way that we're ever going to be in a better, healthier mode. I like these two formulas because they're very well connected. And in the summer, people think, well, we're active, we're outside, we're doing more. No, not that many people. There is a portion of people that are outside. People that are outside working in the yards, going to the parks, doing those kind of things. But for the most part, people are inside hiding from hot weather. And when you're hiding, you're sitting down, you're in a cooler temperature, you're inactive, you're sitting at your desk, laying on your bed, sitting on the couch, sitting in a chair. And what are we doing more? We're sitting. We're not moving our blood. We're letting it pool. We're letting it become stagnant. We're turning a running river in our body into a stagnant pond. Remember when I was talking with Darren Starkey. We were talking about when you're like caught out in nature. We were always taught when we were kids, we were Boy Scouts, that, you know, if you're ever stuck out somewhere and you need water, try to find water that's moving, like a river, you know, or a stream where the water is filtering. And as it's moving, it's going through things like leaves and rocks and things, and it's filtering the water. That is water that you can at least feel safe drinking. Taking water out of a pond that's laying there with pond scum and lily pads and it ain't moving, that's stagnant, non-moving water. That's unhealthy water. You know, so our body's the same way. If our body is moving and our circulatory system is going, you have bounce off the wall energy. And if you can increase that blood flow with something like the circulatory tea and get that blood moving and get your body circulating and firing on all those engines, energy is going to come on the corner. But you can take your energy to the next level by adding the energy formula. And these are things we do during the day to make our day work better so that we can get our projects done, so we can get our shopping done, so we can stay more positive and more focused. So we don't want to sit down. We don't want to take a nap. We don't want to be laying down all the time, because all those things are attributes of us not being energetic and without our blood circulating and because we had a terrible night's rest. They say that upwards of 50-60% of the country don't get good sleep. I think it's so much higher than that. I think it's probably over 80% of people that don't get a good night's rest. And a good night's rest, I mean something where you're sleeping a perfect amount of time for your body and you're in a deep sleep and you're rested. When you wake up, you get out of bed and you feel that feeling. Rarely do we feel that feeling anymore. You know, most people today, you know, are doing snooze alarm 3-4 times. They get up, they pour their face into the caffeine. They start slamming down the coffee first thing in the morning because we know that if we don't do something to stimulate, we're not going to get through the day. I literally have friends of mine that now I'm talking about things to them about circulation, about energy and natural things. But for years, many of them, You couldn't even talk to them in the morning until they were on their third or fourth cup of coffee. I mean, literally, if you try to talk to them, you would just get a hand in your face. Like, don't talk to me now. I'm not ready. How could we be so reliant on a stimulant? I'm not a coffee drinker, but I drink it once in a while now because I know the benefits. I drink a ton of green tea, but I don't think I would ever want coffee or my green tea to rule my day to where I couldn't be myself if I didn't have it. I know I'm better for the green tea because I drink a lot of it, both hot and cold. But to have your stimulating beverage of some kind in the morning, that just tells you that other things are unbalanced. Or it should. Or we should take that away from the conversation. I just don't think we do. But these are great formulas. They're very eclectic. And when I saw Jerron and some of them at the show, I told them, I said, you know, these are weird formulas. They're weirdly put together, but they're weirdly wonderful. And I love talking about them because they're different and they're very timely and they're relevant and they're eclectic and they really do make a difference. So all I can say is that, you know, this field is changing all the time. And, you know, after 40 years, I've seen so many changes and different directions. But the wonderful thing is the industry is striving to make things better and easier and more digestible and more relevant and, you know, more to the point where we get to notice the differences and the changes. And we're coming from many different angles because as the industry has been growing over the last 40 years and developing new formulations and discovering new herbs and new nutrients and new foods and all those kinds of things that are out there, as a country, we've slipped backwards. We eat worse food. We're more inactive. We're more stressed. Our weight is more of an issue. Our bad diet is a culture now. The food pyramid has been inverted into something ridiculously crazy. And we have continued as a country to become sicker. You know, sick care is what we have today. We don't have health care. We have sick care because we're trying to find something that we can Band-Aid, that people can have a little card where they go to the doctor and every time they get out of balance, they go in for a pharmaceutical fix or something along the way. Rarely do we get that information, the information that says how we got there. And not to do those things anymore, because that's how we got to this sick situation in the first place. And that's what we have to do as an individual. We can't sit back and wait for someone to tell us how we got to where we are. We know how we got there. If it isn't the movement, if it isn't the sleep, if it isn't the diet, if it isn't the mindset, if it isn't activity, it's got to be something that you're doing or not doing. And usually it's in those categories. We're either not active enough, we live and survive in a pit of negativity, and our circles that we run in are negative as well, which makes it worse, because it's hard to get out of that when you live in it and breathe in those negative pits of despair, you know, so those are things that are quite, quite frustrating. All I can say is, take a look at the big, big picture. What are you doing or not doing that you could be doing better? Could you be a little bit more active? Sure. Could you get up from your desk, you know, every hour and go for a little walk to make sure your blood is circulating? Of course. Can you look at things a little differently from, you know, one side to the other and think to yourself, am I eating well? Maybe I need an anti-inflammatory diet. Maybe I need to go on a Mediterranean diet for a while. I mean, all these things wrong with me are inflammation-based. Blood pressure, blood sugar, heart disease, bad circulation, skin problems, digestive problems. They're all inflammatory-based. So going to an anti-inflammatory diet, wow, just makes good sense. And then how do I work nutritionally? A good multiple vitamin, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, all those things, very, very important. But you might also want to start looking at some of these beautifully blended formulas that have been done for us. You know, today we talked about the circulatory tea for getting your blood moving, your Roto-Rooter to help with things like variscosity of the veins, and then getting blood from top to bottom, up and down, circulating our blood, you know, taking away the stickiness of the blood and getting it moving. And then, of course, the energy formula. Who doesn't need a swift kick in the rear end? But not just something that's going to just cover up the problem, maybe something that'll get us to where we need to be and maybe naturally give us that swift kick in energy. Keep in mind that energy formula, it is doing so well. Somebody just chimed in. She says, can I use the circulatory and the energy? Yes, absolutely. And if you are drained and exhausted during the day because of lack of sleep, pick up a bottle of the Rest Z's as well. Take that at bedtime and You know, drool on your pillow. Probably been a while since you woke up in the morning and went, whew, that was a good night's rest. But we can get it every single day. We just don't focus on it. We've lost our priority system is totally out of balance, and we have to take it back. So check out the Circulary and the Energy Formula at Stay Healthy. Check out the full line of products from Life Seasons, my wonderful, weirdly put together eclectic formulas that I love to talk about because they're different and they're new and they're vibrant and they're relevant. And the way the world's going, we need things that make sense today, and this line makes sense. You'll find them at Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And, of course, make sure to print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase on the webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And bring it in. Use it at the store. They'll be glad to work with you. They are so imaginable, I guess I should say, so wonderful to work with because they take out the stress, they take out the confusion and the misinformation that goes along with trying to get healthy today. And I hope that you'll take the time to start looking at your own health in a better, healthier way. And the best way to do that is to make sure that you have great people there supporting you. You know, It was not that long ago when we did not have things like this to make our life better and healthier. Some of these beautifully blended formulas and so many companies bringing out great stuff. I get to talk about the best of the best every day. So I hope you'll take the time to tune into the show. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I bring you the best of the best from the companies thinking of us first, the consumer, bringing us the quality and the high integrity products, all of which available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they only carry the best. Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. You'll be glad you did because they're going to make sure that you are heading in the right direction, and that's an awesome thing in an unhealthy world, in a self-service world. You know, so take control. Take back your health. If you can't tune into my show live Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, and of course my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast, and they're archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. When you get to my webpage, you can go ahead and click on the archive icon and then just download the shows that are convenient for you. The shows that make a difference, the shows that really allow you to be healthier than you've been in a while, and maybe they're just aimed in a direction that you're trying to go in, or maybe you have a friend or a family member and you say, you know what, this show is perfect. They need to listen to this. Send them to my webpage. That's what podcasts are for. They're available and they're relevant downloads, convenient for you at your time of the day. Remember, when you're on Facebook, make sure to like the Stay Healthy Health Food Store page, but also type mine in, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Take the time to like the page. We're working together. We're trying to grow the page. I even answer your questions right on my page so that everybody gets to benefit. Take the time to get as healthy as you possibly can. Take the time to think of yourself first. People say, well, that's selfish. No, it's called being healthy and putting yourself into a priority position. And I hope more and more of us will do that. Have a great day, everyone. Be well and God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.